Trustee Lawrence?
Here.
Trustee Lawler?
Here.
Trustee Leiplett?
Here.
Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Malani?
Here.
Mayor Dodge?
Here.
Time is 8:38. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the February 16th, 2025 regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee?
Lawrence.
Lawrence, okay, I'm sorry, Dan.
I move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustees meeting of February 16th, 2026.
Second.
Motion and a second. Questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Lawrence?
Aye.
Trustee Leiplett?
Aye.
Trustee Lawler?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Mayor Dodge?
Aye.
Advisory Board Appointments.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Leiplett, excuse me.
I move to consent the appointment by President Dodge as fully referenced below. Cultural Arts, Dana Hall.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Call the roll, please.
Trustee Leiplett?
Aye.
Trustee Lawler?
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Mayor Dodge?
Aye.
Non-scheduled citizens and visitors for agenda-specific public comment.
Getting tired?
Seeing none, we'll proceed to accounts payable February 17th, 2026 through March 2nd, 2026. Looking for approval.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Healy?
I move to approve the accounts payable February 17th, 2026 through March 2nd, 2026, the amount of $1,937,968.26.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence?
Aye.
Trustee Lawler?
Aye.
Trustee Leiplett?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Mayor Dodge?
Aye.
Proceeding to the consent agenda, A, payroll for February 13th, 2025, approval. B, next day plus printer maintenance contract 2026. C, Sportsplex masonry ceiling phase two. D, trailer and scissor lifts purchase. E, disposal of village equipment online auction for public works department and ordinance. F, IDOT right-of-way maintenance resolution 2026 to 2027. G, ITB number 26-002, Public Works Optimization Project, bid group one is a reissue and bid rejection. Main H is main pump station interior renovation project. I, 2026 facility caulking projects. J, 2026 road improvement program construction management dash award. K, 2026 playground renovations, purchase and installation. L, amusement device operator license approval for Yang Nu Barbecue, Orland Park, Inc. M, RFP number 25-066, Sportsplex Fitness Equipment Maintenance Reauthorization.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Leiplett?
Excuse me. I move to approve items A through M of the consent agenda.
There's a motion.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Call the roll, please.
Trustee Leiplett?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence?
Aye.
Trustee Lawler?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Mayor Dodge?
Aye.
Engineering, 151st Street and Regent Drive, traffic signal replacement, design engineering, Contract Award Recommendation.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Lawler.
I move to approve and authorize the execution of a professional services agreement between the Village of Orland Park and EXP US Services Incorporated of Chicago, Illinois, for 151st Street and Regent Drive's traffic signal replacement, design engineering for a total not to exceed amount of $44,999, and authorize the village manager to execute all related contracts subject to village attorney review.
Second.
Is there a motion, a second, and comments or questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Lawler.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence.
Aye.
Trustee Leiflin.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Mayor Dodge.
Aye.
143rd Street Widening Wetland Mitigation Credit Purchase.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Lawler.
I move to approve and authorize the execution of an agreement with Mill Creek Wetland Mitigation Bank for the wetland mitigation related to the proposed 143rd Street widening by purchasing 0.28 credits for a total cost of $56,000, and authorize the payment to the Mill Creek Wetland Mitigation Bank, and authorize the village manager to execute all contracts or agreements subject to village attorney review.
Second.
There's a motion, a second. Comments or questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Lawler.
Aye.
Trustee Leiflin.
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Mayor Dodge.
Aye.
Village Manager, RFP number 26-009, publishing of Orland Park newsletter approval.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Lawrence.
I move to approve and authorize the execution of a professional services agreement between the Village of Orland Park and CPC Printing and Promotions as the lowest cost, qualified, and responsive proposer for RFP number 26-009, publishing of the Orland Park newsletter for a three-year term, 2026, 27, and 28, at a cost of $180,000 per year for a not-to-exceed amount of $540,000, the option to extend for two additional years, 2029 and 2030, at Village's discretion, at a cost of $180,000 per year for a not-to-exceed amount of $360,000, plus a contingency of $10,000 for a not-to-exceed contract price of $910,000, and authorize the Village Manager to execute all related contracts subject to Village Attorney review, and authorize the village manager to approve change orders related to this contract within the authorized amount.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Comments or questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Lawrence.
Aye.
Trustee Leiblet.
Aye.
Trustee Lawler.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Mayor Dodge.
Aye.
Non-scheduled citizens and visitors for public comment on items relevant to the village business.
No one signed in, correct?
That's correct. Proceed to board comments.
Trustee Katsinas.
Thank you. Every time we do a police awards night, it really makes you reflect on how lucky we are and what a great department we have. You know, we can welcome our three new officers and congratulate the folks that were promoted, but really it's recognizing everyone in the department. You know, they do extraordinary things every day, and maybe they didn't get that crisis call and somebody else happened to. So you love awards to highlight those that did outstanding things, but there's other outstanding things that I think we just have to remember that all of them do, you know, all of our officers and support staff do on a regular basis. So just a shout out to them, and very touching with the newly promoted Mr. Walsh. When Mr. Walsh getting his father, Ray was a very nice guy who was on our department, so that was a really nice thing to do. But thank you, Chief, for everything you do, your staff, and your support staff. Thank you.
Trustee Malani.
Everything that Trustee Katsinas just said, and also we have a new event coming up here, Memorial Day weekend. We're having a red, white, and blue barbecue fest, where we're going to have a barbecue competition, a parade, kids events, music, and fun. So please check our website for more information.
Trustee Leiflin.
I do want to also echo Trustee Katsinas. It was always so exciting and heartwarming, and I don't know, it feels good to know that we have, you know, so many people who care so much. I mean, this room was filled. There was standing room only, all the people who cared very much to be here to support the officers and who support us every single day. And to know, and it's nice to see, to have the opportunity, like, to see their work highlighted and their hard work. I mean, they, every single day they face challenges that we can't even imagine. So I am grateful for them. And also, I look forward to the State of the Village address, because I think we've done a lot of really good things, and it's going to be fun to hear about them all in one place.
Trustee Healy?
Again, I'll reiterate all the what's been said about the police awards ceremony, but the what was really touching for me is seeing all the wives, mothers, children, and babies here. It shows that the police department's families are invested in their careers, but it's just so awesome that these guys put their lives on the line, and it's just got to be tough on their families for them to go to work someday. So I got our hats off to there. And then, but I would like to make one more comment to George, and that is happy St. Casimir Pulaski Day, okay? I heard it's almost as good as St. Patrick's Day, George. So, all right, thanks. That's all.
Trustee Lawler.
Again, what Trustee Katsina said about the police, thank you. I mean, it was great seeing that tonight. I also, because we had a lot of, I want to thank staff, Joel, Ray, and Khursheed for all the work you guys did putting together those presentations on feasibility studies and traffic studies and those type of things. I know they take a lot of time, and I know you guys are very careful about making sure everything gets put in them. So thank you.
Trustee Lawrence.
On another note, I would like to remind our residents that in addition to the board meetings that you can see here, you can also come in person here, and that there are many other village meetings that you can come to in person. While they aren't broadcast, they have a lot of interesting things going on. And for this week, as an example, the Cultural Arts Advisory Board is meeting tomorrow at 6 p.m. The Planning Commission, as you probably know, is meeting tomorrow at 7 p.m. And also this week, recreational programming. So programming, so the different types of activities and such that the Recreation Department puts on. That meeting is at 6 p.m. on Thursday. Please look at the website to find out where exactly each of these meetings are at. And in addition, Wednesday. Wednesday at Evergreen Park. So there's going to be a meeting at Evergreen View Park regarding the park design. Excuse me. So for the residents of that area, if you want to have a say-so in exactly how your park is designed, please do come out on March 4th at 6 p.m. at your park.
That, and then one other if I may, that meeting will actually be at the Recommend Building. We're going to do an update on the park.
Due to weather or?
This time of year, we're going to keep it indoors. Just to
oh,
be safe.
Okay. I thought it was listed as being at the park.
It's about that park.
Oh, okay, got it, okay. Okay, and then one other thing, early voting. Early voting is over here at the Civic Center. So it's open up for Orland Park and surrounding residents. You don't have to be a resident of Orland Park to vote over here at the Orland Park Civic Center. That's it, thank you.
Thank you. A couple of things. Certainly it's been well said by the full board about the police department in terms of our pride in the police department and our support for police and everything that that team does well all the time. It's pretty easy to not remember it in the individual moment. So far, I think the 12-hour shifts seem to be going pretty well. Appreciate the everything that's going on. We'll get to the early statistics when they're ready, but there's more than a few issues that needed attended to, and I think the extra manpower is very helpful. So again, thanks to the police department and what you Eric and the team do. So it's very much appreciated, and it was well said. I think it was Trustee Healy. It's encouraging to see that this was not just about recognizing great performance, it was incorporating families. And we're going to keep doing that. I think that's an important message to send to our police department and our teams just broadly. Tonight, we had a longish conversation, but they're important. A lot of detail has to be discussed by this board and with staff to kind of put together the big picture strategic things, like how do you address traffic holistically in the village? All of the things, Ray, that you're embarking on. These are big questions. None of these are small amounts of money, and they have a substantive impact on the quality of life. So I'm looking forward to us, you know, going through the selection process and then having a deep engagement with great consultants that are not afraid to come back and challenge some of our assumptions and be good at what they do. So there's no pressure on that, Ray. So, and Khursheed does it all the time with his developments. And then, as Trustee Lawrence said, very pleased with how things went today at early voting. I think it was well received by the 200 plus voters that showed up. We'll figure out how to get it exactly right with all the signage. And I think most voters will appreciate the fact that they will be out of the elements while they're waiting in line. And I think the good news is this is a bigger facility than at the township. So I think there's actually more voting machines. So hopefully the voting moves at a quicker pace as well. So pleased with the first day. And then hopefully they work out any kinks, if there are any, getting ready for November when we'll probably have a much heavier turnout. So again, glad that we've early voting's here. I think it's working pretty well, and hopefully more voters take full advantage of it. With that, I think we have a very short update in executive session. Is that correct, George? Okay, so we'll need a motion to go into executive session.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Leaf-Bland.
I move to go into executive session for discussion of minutes of closed meetings and pending litigation against, affecting, or on behalf of the village, or when found by the board that such action is probable or imminent.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Call the roll, please.
Trustee Leaf-Bland.
Aye.
Trustee Katsina.
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence.
Aye.
Trustee Lawler.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Mayor Dowd.
Aye.